because I really want to, when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, to not rush through it. I think it's very easy sometimes when we have communion to just kind of go really fast, and I really don't want to do that. So I usually have an abbreviated sermon. So starting next week, I'm going to preach a 7-week series on the 7 sayings of Jesus from the cross. And we're going to go toward the resurrection, towards the cross and the resurrection. It is a 40-day, starting this next Wednesday, will be 40 days, Chabador, just about, until the resurrection. I'll explain that. But why do I feel the need to do this? Because I feel like sometimes Christmas is a season that we celebrate for a long period of time, maybe from the 1st of December and on. You'll see decorations and everything. And so Christmas is in your mind. You're thinking of Advent and, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. But sometimes Easter, at least in Protestant tradition, Easter can become, we only celebrate Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday. It's sometimes easy to kind of do our own thing and then, oh, Palm Sunday's here and we have palm branches and we do that, Hosanna, Hosanna, and then we have Easter Sunday and then we go on about our lives. But I want to help us think deeper and help us to be a little more intentional this year. Now, maybe you are very intentional on a normal basis, but I want to try to help us corporately to be a little more intentional about journeying to the cross over a longer period of time. Make Easter a little more meaningful this year, basically. So the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are at the very heart of Christianity. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very heart of Christianity. If you ask most people about which holiday is the most important, maybe some people would say Christmas. But actually, the resurrection, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, is a more significant and more important holiday. Because if Jesus just came and he never died, then there wouldn't be any significance of his birth in general. His dying on the cross and rising from the dead secured our redemption for those of us who believe in him. So that is the very heart of Christianity. The good news of the gospel is that God acted in history to conquer evil, to reconcile sinners to himself by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So those of us who have been united with Jesus, who have submitted to him as Savior and Lord, will one day be raised again from this life to be with him forever. So in order to make the resurrection and Easter a little more meaningful this year, I'm going to ask you to think about celebrating Lent. Well, what does Lent mean? Lent simply means, you can think of the English word lengthen. To lengthen, okay, it comes from that word, meaning at this time of the year, the days become longer. It literally means springtime, but that's the English word. Really, what it symbolizes historically is it symbolizes 40 days, not including Sundays, okay? Sundays are a time for celebration, and then the rest of those days would be 40 days to focus on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. So when does Lent begin? Anybody ever heard of Mardi Gras? Mardi Gras, you probably heard of that. Well, that's Fat Tuesday. And that is a celebration on Tuesday where people basically, in some ways, go and do whatever they want to and celebrate. Why? Because the next day, which is Ash Wednesday, is a day to begin fasting. A day to begin seriousness in preparing for celebrating the cross and the resurrection. So obviously Mardi Gras would not be a good thing to kind of do whatever you want to and party hard before you start to be serious about the Lord. But it starts on, did you know it starts this Wednesday? Maybe you weren't aware, but already starting this Wednesday is 40 days leading up to Easter. And it is a time when people, a lot of times you'll see on your on people's forehead, they'll have a black cross. Now, you don't need to be like, wow, that's really weird. But what are they doing is a lot of times in Catholic tradition and some other traditions, people will put a black cross on their forehead with ashes as a symbol of just saying we want to repent, we want to mourn over our own humanness and our sinfulness, and we want to focus on Christ. Just like the Old Testament, people would put on burlap or sackcloth and ashes and mourn to repent of their sin. Well, you may say, well, I don't really have anything to repent of. Well, we all would agree, I think you would agree, that we all have areas of our lives, which we will focus on here in a moment, areas of our lives where we say, you know, I could do better in that. Or areas of our lives that we say, you know, that's where I struggle. And so we can use this time to increase our devotion to the Lord. So that is when Lent begins. Sundays, like I said, are not part of the Lent fasting and celebration. So 40 days from March 1st until April 16th, I'm just going to ask you this year to put a little more effort, excuse me, just a little more effort and a little more focus into the cross and the resurrection. Why 40 days? Well, 40 days is not because Rick Warren wrote a book called, 40 Days of Purpose, but 40 days in the Bible symbolizes, you remember 40 days, Noah was in the ark, 40 days and 40 nights, 40 years of Israel in wilderness, Jesus 40 days fasting in the wilderness, and then 40 days from Jesus from resurrection to ascension. So 40 days has a symbolic meaning in Scripture. It's a time of testing, it's a time of trial, and a time of preparation. So really what we would focus on would be a time of preparation for Jesus' death and resurrection and repentance because Easter is coming. Like I said, Advent is usually the lead up to Christmas, and then Lent is the lead up to the resurrection, where Christmas would be a time, especially for us Americans, because it's like Thanksgiving happens, or Canadians as well, and Thanksgiving, and so it's a lot of time of, it's a time of feasting, where really this is the time of the year, a time of fasting. Many people will fast during Lent. Why do people fast during Lent? We'll talk about that in just a moment. But Lent is first and foremost about the gospel making its way deeper into our lives. Let me say that again. Lent, or Resurrection Day, Calvary, Good Friday, which is thankfully holidays here in Hong Kong, it is first and foremost about the gospel making its way deeper into our lives. So it's a journey to the cross, meditating on our sinfulness and our frailness, our weaknesses, and looking to Jesus as the perfect example and substitute, and having a heightened sense of worship because He was victorious over Satan, over sin, and over death. On the cross, Jesus took our place to bear God's righteous anger toward our sin and rebellion. He was separated from God so that we could experience union with God. He was crushed, as we will crush the bread in a moment. He was crushed by God so that we could be adopted by God. He was raised to life by God so that we too might be raised to life someday. So this is the story, this is the drama unfolding of Lent. And we will, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we will act out the gospel. So this was dramatizing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give yourselves to Him this year like you've never given yourself to Him before. Focus. Commit yourself to the Lord like never before this year. May you be renewed in your love and affection for Him this Lent season. Now, the verses that we read, simply I chose from the 40 days Lent devotional, which you could have scanned on the table there in front when you came in. I sent it to many of you by WhatsApp, and I'll give you an opportunity in a moment to see how you can scan that 40-day devotional. But the reason I chose these verses is because they're in the first day of the devotional. But I want you to look at the second part of the verse. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend or tear your hearts, not your garments. Is it for garments that God is concerned? No. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and He relents over disaster. Another verse in Psalm 51. You remember Psalm 51? A famous psalm where David had sinned against the Lord with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Maybe you're in here today and you would say, that's what I need. I need God to create in me a pure heart. My heart doesn't feel very pure. Or maybe you would say, I feel like the Lord has cast me away. But if you're a believer, He has not. Or maybe you would say, I don't feel the joy of His salvation. I don't feel the joy and the closeness that I once felt. Well, today is the day. Today is the day to cry out to the Lord and say, God, renew that in me today. By faith, I come to you in prayer. And by faith, I come to you as if you're a believer, as you partake of this table, to say, God, you alone can satisfy the deepest longings of my heart. You alone sustain me as bread sustains me. You alone can quench my thirst. And you alone can wash away my sins. Well, where are you today? Where are you? The Lord knows, and you know, and today is the day where you can experience abundant life if you don't know Christ, and if you do know Christ. Well, what should you do for Lent? What am I going to prescribe for you to do during this 40 days of Lent? Number one, continue to read your Bible. Now, I know March is almost here, and if you're in the yearly Bible reading plan, which I know most of you started But to be honest, you know, I some of you have said, you know, I got to Leviticus and I hit a roadblock. Or you got to a certain place, you got busy. That's okay. Just continue to read your Bible because it is food for your soul. The devotional or any other devotional that you could do is just a vitamin supplement. Never live on vitamins. Live on real food. You just use vitamins or devotional books or those kinds of things to just supplement real food. So don't fail to read the Word. Most important, be in the Bible over the next 40 days. Commit yourself to be in the Bible in the next 40 days with all of your heart. The second thing, I would encourage you to use the devotional guide. Use the devotional guide that I'm going to give you. I tried to find one in Chinese and I was unable to find one for free. But I was able to find it in English for free, but Chinese resources are difficult for me to find. If someone knows of one, you can share that with me and we'll take a look at it. But in your personal devotions, read, pray, and worship using your Bible, but also it will only take about 5 minutes to read over this devotional book. Dads, I'm particularly saying dads because dad, you are the spiritual leader of the home. You are to lead your family. So dads, read over it at dinner time. Just to give you a word of how things work, how we've learned because we fail so often, is that when you have dinner together, before you ever get up from the dinner table, go ahead and read the devotional. Because once people get up, you're probably not going to do it. So while you're staying seated at the dinner table, dad, just pull out your phone. Got the little PDF right there. It'll take about 5 minutes. And you can just simply say, hey, guys, let's just read our Lent devotional before we get up. And it's just going to take you about 5 minutes. And then there's a prayer at the bottom. And if you say, well, I have a hard time praying out loud, you can just read the prayer. Just read the prayer. Let this be a jump start. You can blame it on me. You can say, well, pastor's making me do this. It can be a jump start for you to lead your family in family devotions. Or perhaps if you're not a dad, or if dad's not around, mom, you should do it. Or you can do it with friends. So utilize the devotional material. It has a call to worship. It has a confession. Has something to contemplate, and it has a closing prayer that you can read out loud. What else should you do? You can fast. Give something up. Now, Lent is a very popular season for people to give things up. I preached on fasting some time ago, but let me just give you a little reminder. You're not impressing God. You're not impressing God in any way by giving up things. God is not obligated or pleased to do anything for us or to us because I stopped drinking Coke for 40 days. Or if I stop drinking Nycha, which I'm not going to try to do, if I stop drinking milk tea for 40 days and just say, I'm just not going to drink milk tea for 40 days, and God's going to do something. God is not obligated to bless you because you quit drinking milk tea or stop eating broccoli, okay? That's what some people do. That's not the point. The point is, let's see if I got it on here. The cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things choke out the word. So the reason you want to fast is because you want to choke the world out of your life for 40 days instead of choking the word out. So stop. Maybe you like to watch a favorite show on the internet and that takes a couple of hours. Or maybe you like to spend time on looking at people's moments or whatever you call it, Instagrams or whatever, those kinds of things. Maybe it's something technical. Maybe it's something as TV show, or maybe it's you want to skip a meal and just spend time with God. The focus, spending time with God, not in abstaining and being an ascetic. Not starving yourself, but starving yourself so you can feed on God. Not starving yourself to impress God. Does that make sense? So during Lent, you can spend some time. Some questions you may want to ask yourself. What things take up my time? What do I turn to make me feel better? Maybe when I'm stressed, I turn to this. What chokes out the word from your life? Is there anything that has a hold on you? Is there anything that you say, I could never give up that? Or what could you do to spend more time with God? Maybe it's on your commute. You could just be more intentional in your commute. So, I'm going to preach on the seven sayings of Jesus from the cross starting next week. Invite a friend. Invite a friend who is unchurched or doesn't know Christ to know, what did Jesus say in the last moments of his life? I'm going to talk about that over the next 7 weeks. So, you can scan that and it will give you the devotional if you don't have it. Okay? It's also on the table in the back. I can also send it to you by WhatsApp. Let's pray together. Just wanted to encourage you this morning. I felt like this morning I could give you a 30 minutes. I could give you some fish for 30 minutes. But this morning I wanted to give you some tools that you can fish for the next 40 days. Okay? So let's pray, deacons, as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper. Have a song first. Okay. Let's pray together. Father, you know it's my heart's desire that this church would move by a sail, not by a motor. So I pray by your Holy Spirit you would breathe life into us and empower us that we might journey with you to the cross over the next 40 days. Journey with you to the empty tomb. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to sing before we partake of the Lord's Supper this morning.